Hot 91, it's Nugget and Al. Well, it's well known you're not a big fan of reality TV, Nug. But
well, not when it's like, you know, people cooking stuff or building stuff or crying about their feelings in the jungle. However, when balls are involved...
Well, your love of mini golf, there's one tonight that's right up your alley.
Oh, yes.
Holy moly! Kicks off tonight at 7.30 on Channel 7.
And there's a chance you wouldn't even know the show was going to be on tonight.
Not at all.
There's been no advertisements for it anywhere. And you wouldn't have seen this bloke's head. The host, Matt Shervington. How are you, Shervo?
Hello, guys. Yes. Haven't the Channel 7 promo team been lazy over the summer?
Yeah.
We haven't seen this. If you've watched cricket, bloody hell.
Can I tell you, I've watched most, pretty much every ball of cricket this summer. I was sitting there the other day with my 9-year-old son, Digby. We were watching the Big Bash, and he was saying word for word one of your promos. And I realised, well, we might be watching too much cricket.
Not the one about the planet-themed hole Uranus.
It may have been more about the gentleman hitting himself, and this is a medical term, on the ding-a-ling.
Oh, yes, so good.
This is going to be top style. Look, I'm really looking forward to this tonight because you think about mini golf. And when I was thinking about having a chat to you this afternoon, I had a mate who used to take girls to mini golf as a date if he didn't think they were worth dinner. That was like his supplementary date.
How about a game of putt-putt?
Yeah, she's not worth dinner. I'll take her to putt-putt. But I don't know anyone in the world who does not love mini golf.
You know what? That is genius.
Yeah.
That is genius. Do you know why? Because what's the worst that comes out of it? If the date doesn't go well, at least you get to get a bit of putting practice in.
Sure.
Exactly.
Mate, he's on to something.
I know. It's the sport
single
of kings.
That's the question.
You know, he's still single, so it's not going great for him, to be fair. But it really is the sport of kings, mini golf.
I think that's horse racing. But you're right. It is. The true sport of kings is mini golf. And you know what? On Holy Moly, we take it to the next level. So you know how you go and play putt-putt and you've got to get the ball through the obstacles. Well, this is all about getting the ball and then yourself through the gigantic obstacles, the holes that are designed by Greg Norman. I mean, Greg Norman could play some golf, couldn't he?
Yeah, he was okay.
And I tell you what, he can design a pretty diabolical and horrific golf course for the players to get involved in. And there's no better leveler than getting hit in the face with a dunny door or a giant windmill or getting set on fire by a fire-breathing dragon.
I got to tell you, from those photos we saw over Christmas, if he's designed this course, this mini golf course might be the only mini thing we have about Greg Norman, can I tell you?
Yeah, let the debate roll on, right? You know, was it real? Was it not real? Did he really let his dog off the leash? Is that what we're allowed to do on PCC?
That was the real controversy, was the Labrador off the lead. That's not a euphemism, ladies and gentlemen.
There's some pretty handy players in this. We've got Montana Strauss, Australia's number one female golfer 4 years running.
Yeah.
James Carr, otherwise known as the Dancing Cowboy, who played Tiger Woods in the Masters. But I want to know about this one. Colette Norton, it's saying here, I don't know if your promo team have gone overboard, Australia's number one women's mini golf player. Is there an actual organised mini golf tournament somewhere?
Yes, it is. Colette Norton is the number one mini golf champion in Australia right now. And not just that, Colette Norton's parents of American heritage brought mini golf to Australia like decades ago.
Wow.
So she has heritage, she has a background in it, and you're absolutely right. She's the best mini golfer in Australia right now.
I tell you what's also very exciting. I reckon you'd have been very, very pumped when you got the brief on this. You're doing the wonderful work in the gold jacket as the commentator. By your side, pound for pound, one of the funniest men in the world. You would have seen him on Step Brothers. You would have seen him on The Office. He's in on everything. The magnificent Rob Riggle. How was he to work with?
You know, he's a genius. And I was a bit worried because I thought, you know what these American Hollywood types are like. They can be a bit of a diva. And I thought he might be a bit arrogant and self-centered and all of that. And in the end, he was the nicest, most down-to-earth bloke that you'll ever meet. And so much so, we went and got fitted for the mustard jacket on day one. It was the first time I met him. And he said, Shervo, where can I watch the NFL? And I said, brilliant, let's go to the pub.
Oh.
So we went and had a session at the pub watching the footy for the whole day. It was just perfect. He was such a gentleman. It was so good to work with him.
Look, this is going to be outstanding tonight. Holy moly, I'm positively beside myself. Because here on the Sunshine Coast, we haven't had a really good mini golf play since Graveyard Putt closed down.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
At Nostalgia Town, remember?
Yeah.
That was awesome. And I think there's going to be a lot of people who might be going into the backyard tonight to start making their own courses. We do recommend you don't have as much fire and falling as Holy Moly does.
Yes. Please don't try some of these at home. I mean, you know, the idea of Polcano, which you mentioned before about the ding-a-ling thing, that's a zip line into an upright singular pole. Please don't try that.
Like, you literally can't go around it. Your only option is to hit the pole.
It's like golf meets almost anything goes. That's exactly
it's basically what would have happened if the movie Happy Gilmore had continued on into real golf. This is what we're going to have tonight.
It's Happy Gilmore, 18.
Tees off tonight, 7:30, and then Tuesday and Wednesday night, Channel 7. Check out Holy Moly. We think you'll have a whole lot of fun. And Matt Shervington, thanks for your time, mate.
Legendary. Thanks for the support, guys. Appreciate it.